How does that Sesame Street song go? Who are the people in your neighborhood? Or from Jules Dassin, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. Here's another version of that sentiment. One producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the backseat confessions she hears. Here's the conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
Regina?
Yeah. When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure. No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. Ben got in my car to get a ride to work. Soon after, he asked me if he can tell me about his life, although it might be boring, he added quietly. I said, sure.
I grew up in a small town in Idaho, playing sports and
snowboarding, skateboarding. He's coming from a loving and caring family.
Very young, I tried smoking pot. This was all around like age 12, and it was pretty harmless. And then when I was like 18, I started experimenting with pharmaceuticals like Xanax and Somas. I tried cocaine for the first time and then Vicodin. Started dropping out of classes and that took over. If I didn't have anything, I like had to find at least a little bit of weed, and it became desperate how like a crack addict fixates on crack. My parents found out I was doing drugs, and my mom brings me to rehab. I'm sober for like 3 or 4 days in there, and I finally, like, this is the first time I've like ever been sober, and I start feeling really good. And like right when I was like having that feeling, in walks the first person I ever bought heroin from. Within like 10 minutes of talking to him, you know, we start scheming how we can get some in there. I get high in there for like 2 days and just decide to leave. There's some people on the street that start talking to me about Jesus. They're like, oh, do you know Jesus? And I'm like, you know, yeah, Jesus is cool. And they're just like, all right, well, I think that Jesus is going to show himself to you today. The lights on top of South Mountain, if you look at them from a certain angle, you can see the word love in the lights. As I'm driving just to find a place to sleep that night, I was mostly just like parking in apartment complexes to sleep in my car. I'm looking through my windshield, driving down the road, and I'm seeing the lights from South Mountain are like in my view. I'm remembering what those kids were saying, like, oh, I think you're gonna see Jesus today. For the next few years, it was just a like cycle of smoke weed for like 6 months and then start smoking heroin again. Maybe go to some meetings a little bit and stop living in my car, relapsing on heroin, trying to just smoke weed, shooting up heroin again. And for the next 3 years was like the worst time of my heroin use. That was when it like really, really turned into something bad. Doing dope all day long. Halfway house, detox again, detox. I would work jobs, but the job would never pay quite enough for my habit, so I would be like stealing. It's such a weird thing with heroin, like you like want to be sober, but you also, that switch can flip so easily of just anything. When I didn't have a job, we would be like flying signs on the side of the freeway, say like homeless, can you help? When you're just like by yourself holding the sign on the side of the road, you just feel so alone in the world. And the only thing that's gonna bring me any pleasure at that point is getting high. There's so much shame involved in doing heroin for me because I come from this loving family. I'm using drugs right now, so like as of today, I would definitely just get high with you.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Ravazova. Taxi.
ich Paris nun mal so mag. Mit einem Taxi nach Paris.
Regina Revazova is a producer in Phoenix.